Let us explore the Bible together on Glorious Morning Study Hour on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
And so we invite you and welcome you into yet another conversation space here as we make the word practical, make it applicable in our daily lives. This week in our segment here, we are looking at the theme belief versus obedience. And we want to see how we can obey all of Jesus's commandments. Is it even possible to do that? You see, most of us are perfectly happy to obey God when his commandments align with our personal preferences, right? We love that. And it seems, and we feel so, we pat ourselves on the back. Look at how obedient we are. It's actually convenience. It's an obedience of convenience. You know, when it aligns with our cultural values, our common sense, then we're keen to do what God is saying we must do. We love commands about loving our neighbors, about giving to the poor. By the way, loving neighbors, not just any kind of neighbor, our loving neighbors, it's easy to love those. You know, talking about being kind, but what happens when Jesus' commandments are a bit difficult, right? What about those commands to forgive those who hurt you? And I'm talking about deep betrayal. How about those to pray for your persecutors and those who abuse you? Pray for them, the Bible says. How about those commandments to deny ourselves, to take up our crosses, to follow Jesus in those circumstances? What is our take on that? And that's our discussion as we will be chatting this morning. And we want to invite you to share your thoughts, your comments as we share along. +27 7347 03520. On the line is our pastor, Mfundisi Muwunga. Sir, good morning to you and welcome again.
Good morning, my brother Derek and our listeners. It's a pleasure to be here again with you.
Thank you, Mfundisi. Thank you so much. We appreciate your presence. Pastor, we are continuing with our lesson as we are looking at obedience and belief and the difference between the two. Well, why does Jesus link obedience directly to our love for him? I'm John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Is there a connection between the two, or is he just trying to get us to obey him?
There is a connection for sure. We can start from John 14:15, mm-hmm. where Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments."
Yeah.
Meaning obedience is the natural expression of love. Mm. Just as a loving child desires to please a parent, believers obey Christ because they love him.
Okay.
So the key thing there is love. So obedience is not an attempt to end salvation, but a response to God's grace. So what we are saying is that love motivates obedience, and obedience demonstrates love. So the two cannot be separated.
Yeah, you cannot separate the two. They are intricately intertwined right there. Can you maybe share, just to make it a bit more practical, Pastor, an example, maybe an instance in the scriptures when obeying or seemingly a difficult, illogical command of Jesus resulted in, like you're saying, a breakthrough, right? To say someone got what they were looking for, unexpected as it were, but obedience brought that about.
Yeah, thank you. One powerful example we can cite, of course, there are many in the Bible, but one powerful example is Peter's miraculous catch of fish that we find in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. The Bible records there says, after fishing unsuccessfully all night, Jesus instructed Peter to cast the nets again. You have been fishing the whole night. You catch nothing. Yeah. Someone comes in the morning and says, no, please, you cast the net. Humanly speaking, the command made little sense. Actually, to make little sense is polite. It did not make any sense.
And yet
Peter obeyed. He says, at your word,
yeah,
I will let down the net. What was the result? The result was an overwhelming catch of fish and a deeper revelation of Christ's power. So what we are saying, obedience often opens the door to blessings and spiritual breakthroughs that human reason cannot foresee. Even the issue of wine at the wedding in Cana, it was the same. He tells them, can you draw water and serve it? They draw the water and they serve it. It is a drink. it did make sense, humanly speaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the mother, remember the mother question, whatever he tells you to do, do it.
Do it. Yeah.
Meaning, if it may not make sense as a human being, but it can lead to a great breakthrough and a door of blessings open to us.
Amen. Amen. And we see that every day. I like that first example you gave, Muruti. Clear issue there where a carpenter is telling the fisherman how to fish and saying, you know, I know you tried the whole night. Now do this what I'm telling you.
I did.
Yeah. No, indeed, obedience, even though it doesn't make sense sometimes, it can bring about the most of blessings. Mutumi, we were reading one of our comments on our a line here asking where we were reading from this passage. We were focusing on John 14:15 earlier on, and then this one here, Pastor was giving examples. Maybe Fudis, if you don't mind just sharing the passages you spoke on, the one about Peter and John with the fish there, and then the other example as well,
okay,
that you gave there. Yeah.
Thank you. The one for John, that is John 14, verse 15.
Okay.
And the one for the catch of fish is Luke chapter 5, verse 11, verse 1 to 11.
Okay.
Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. That is the Peter's miracle catch of fish.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for this.
Sure. Okay. Pastor, you're most welcome.
As we continue, let's talk about the Great Commission, right? The instruction that Christ gives there is teach them to obey all things that I have commanded you. Why do we often fall into the trap of picking and choosing which commands to obey when Christ says all things? Maybe talk to us there.
Thank you. We must talk about human nature. Human nature prefers convenience and self-rule.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to embrace commands that align with our preferences while resisting those that challenge our pride,
yeah,
those that challenge our,
yeah,
comfort,
yeah,
or cherished habits. So selective obedience allows us to maintain control instead of fully surrendering to Christ's lordship. Yet Jesus calls us to wholehearted obedience, not partial submission. What he requires from us is wholehearted obedience. There is nothing like 99% obedience. It must, yeah, be 100% obedience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or it is not obedience at all. Like the case, yeah, the case of King Saul, when he said, no, we have done part of the command, but the other thing, they do their own thing. No.
Yeah. Partial obedience is disobedience. That's a sad reality that we sometimes overlook. And we need to ensure that we always are fixing. Maybe as we talk about this partial obedience, what actually is the real danger, Mfundisi, of selectively obeying God's word based on personal comfort, personal preferences, modern cultural acceptability, and so forth? Is there a real challenge besides the fact that we're just disobeying?
Yes, like you have said, for sure there is a spiritual danger there. Because the selective obedience places human opinion above divine authority.
Mm.
It gradually reshapes Christianity according to culture rather than allowing scripture to shape culture. Maybe I can repeat that.
Yeah.
Selective obedience places human opinion above divine authority. It gradually reshapes Christianity according to culture rather than allowing scripture to shape culture. So when believers determine which commands are acceptable, they place themselves in the position of judge over God's word. No, this one I can take, this one I cannot take. And what does this lead to? It leads to spiritual compromise and weakens the individual's witness and overall the church's witness.
Yeah. And then we then stand and wonder, why are we feeling like this? And we forget that there is a link between obedience and what we are now experiencing. I think one author calls us to reason from cause to effect. We mustn't just be bothered by effects, right? To say, why are we in such trouble? But look, what is the cause? That's where you must address it, not the effect necessarily. Attitude, sure. Mfundisi, attitude, how does it, especially the attitude that we have towards the difficult commands, right? What's supposed to be our attitude regarding those? You see, things that are quite difficult, like loving enemies, like turning the other cheek. And how does our attitude towards these type of commandments reveal the true condition of our faith? Are those the litmus test, or we're now just experiencing human emotion and human realities?
Thank you. Difficult commands, as we would put them, expose the depth of our trust in God. Difficult commands expose the depth of our trust in God. Talk about commands such as loving enemies. You talked about at the beginning. Loving enemies. That's not easy.
Yeah, no,
love your enemies.
It's not.
Yeah, someone slaps you, then you say, no, you hug that person. Loving your enemy is not easy. Forgiving others. Someone hates you and they don't even ask for forgiveness and they just move away and you are told to forgive them even before they come to you. That is like turning the other cheek. And all these require dependence upon the Holy Spirit. We can't do it on our own. So our willingness to obey when obedience is costly often reveals whether Christ is truly living, whether Christ is truly Lord of our lives. So our willingness to obey when obedience is costly, that is, when obedience is difficult, it reveals whether Christ is truly Lord of our lives.
Okay.
When He is Lord of our lives, we are going to obey even those so-called, as we will put them, difficult commands. Because that obedience is dependent on the Holy Spirit. When we depend upon the Holy Spirit, we will love our enemies. We will forgive them. Even before they come to us, we will turn the other cheek. But that is, I will say the third time, it requires dependence upon the Holy Spirit. It is not natural, it is divine.
It's not natural indeed, it's divine. And I heard one once say that God does not call us to do difficult things. He calls us to do impossible things. Things we can then only achieve if we've got Him on our side, if we've got the Holy Spirit working in us. Thank you for this one. Maybe as we then draw to the close, Pastor, in what practical ways then does delayed obedience actually function as a flat-out disobedience to the Lordship of Christ? Because I'm just wondering here to say, but I still did what He's required me to do.
When God declares, reveals His will, and we intentionally postpone obedience, we are still choosing our way, our own way. James chapter 4, verse 17 states, whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. That is James chapter 4, verse 17.
Yeah.
So delayed obedience often becomes a subtle form of resistance. God's call is not merely to agree with His commands, but to act upon them promptly. You remember when Abraham was called?
Yeah.
When he was called by God to go and sacrifice his son, the Bible says the very morning he started off. Because if he had said, no, I think let me meditate and pray about it, finally he would have said, no, maybe it was just some worship thinking or a nightmare or so. So, delayed obedience is dangerous. We need to obey there and then. Having that in mind, what we read at first in John 14, verse 15, if you love me,
keep my commandments. Yeah.
Do what I tell you.
Yeah. 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 But Mfundisi, maybe help us balance. I mean, I understand that, you know, immediate obedience is always the best. When your parent calls you, you must say, ma, and then you must immediately get up and do, and not wait 5 minutes or 5 hours. Or when your wife asks you to change the light bulb, you must say, okay, and immediately do it and not wait 6 months. I get that. but here's the question though, Mfundisi, and maybe help us balance here. Because when you look at the scriptures, Matthew 20, I think it's 21, where Jesus tells the parable of the two sons from verse 28 so forth. He says the one son was asked by the father. In fact, both sons are asked by the father to go do some work. The first one says, I will go, but does not go. And then the other one says, I will not go, but then later goes. And then he asks the question, Christ, that is, which one of the two did the will of the Father? And everyone understands, no, the one who went, because Oksalayo, you went. Surely isn't that important that you did what was needed at the end of the day?
Yeah, but the delay there, if you're like the question, if you are clear, this is God's direction.
Yeah.
And this is what you are supposed to, then why should you tarry? Why should we even take 5 minutes?
The human heart.
And still think that.
The human heart.
Yeah, you see, and it is in that human heart where Jesus wants to stay. He wants to be in that heart. Mm. You remember, I think yesterday we talked about John 15, where he says, he dwell in me, abide in me, and I in you. So meaning you stay in me is, in other words, he wants to live his life in you. And when he lives his life in you, we will speak like Paul. It is no longer I who lives. I was crucified. It is Christ who is living in me. And that should be the language of a Christian. Yeah. Christ living in you, yeah. Doing his will.
Christ must live in us, and that is what it's all about. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Appreciating. Maybe, Mfundisi, before we go, we got a comment here, a prayer request, actually. Do you mind just maybe praying with our listener before we finish up?
Sure, no problem.
All right, thank you, Pastor. So the comment comes through from one of our listeners, Matumi, here, saying, my prayer request is as follows. Please, may we pray that God heals my dad as he is at the hospital because of a stroke, and also he has prostate cancer. That's the first one. And the second one comes through to say, my friend lost his uncle a few weeks ago, so may their family find healing. That's the second prayer request. And then the third one, I'm praying that I'm fighting a spiritual warfare. So please pray with me. So those three prayer requests, and for you see the father who's in hospital, a stroke and prostate cancer, and then the family, the friend who lost an uncle, and then also the prayer request is also asking for assistance with spiritual warfare. If you can pray for them, please.
Thank you. And even before we pray, I can also hasten mention that if those people would want, even after this prayer here, we can still link, and then you continue praying with them as individuals or as families.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Pastor.
Okay. Sure. Let us pray. Our Lord and our Savior, we are thank you for your loving kindness, and we are thank you for goodness.
Yeah, Father.
You are the healer. You are the great physician. We are blessed that the great physician Jesus Christ is near. Just like you were, you did it in the old, you can still do it today. Touch your servant, your child, who has got prostate cancer and those other ailments. You are able to heal, yes, because your power has never diminished and your power has never gone away. Increase our faith as a family, as you nurse our father. Lord, remember also the friend who talked about losing a family member. Lord Jesus, you have said that you are comfort. You understand the situation better.
Yes.
And feel that place that has been left by your family member. Help the mourners and help the family not lose hope, because you described death as a sleep. There's a resurrection morning,
yes,
when those who have died in you will come again. Our Lord and our Savior, remember also your child who has got spiritual battles. The great controversy is real, but the great controversy was won on your side. Remind your child to put you as the anchor, to put you as everything. You are our shield. Mm. Be with your child as he struggles or as she struggles. Bearing in mind, Lord Jesus, that we are more than conquerors when we are in you. The devil is not a match. Empower your child and all those in similar situation to love you, to walk with you, and to look with you, and to have that assurance of victory.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. May God bless you.
It's a pleasure. I receive a blessing. God bless you and our listeners.
Thank you so much. That's our pastor, Mfundisi Muwunga, taking us through another lesson here on the Glorious One Show. We were looking today at obedience versus, you know how it is, obedience. Sometimes we want to just have intellectual profession. So we're saying obedience versus belief. And today, we must obey all of Jesus' commands.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.